Yes, nanonood si Mr. Separino. Tandaan natin, meron akong langis para sa kanya at saka para kay Ate Ami. Gumawa ako ng special. Actually, si Marcia ang gumawa ng special. Alright, so let's go ahead and go over to 2 Peter chapter 1. Saklat tayo ng 2 Peter chapter number 1. And verse number 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 1. The Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, si Simon Pedro, isang alipin at apostol ni Jesucristo, sa kanila na kasama naming tumanggap ng mahalagang pananampalataya na gaya ng sa amin sa pamamagitan ng katuwiran ng ating Diyos at tagapagligtas na si Jesucristo. And so, pinayuhan ni Pedro ang mga church members ng iba't ibang mga churches na naka-scatter sa Asia Minor. Yung Asia Minor ngayon, ang tawag ay Turkey. So, yung mga churches na na-persecute ni Paul nung hindi pa siya ligtas, ay nagwasak-wasak yung church, nagkaroon ng mga maliliit na churches kung saan-saan yung mga pamilya o yung mga Kristiyano ay nagpulong-pulong, yung mga church members ng Church of Jerusalem. Ngayon, sila na ay mga maliliit na mga churches sa Pontus, ito yung sa 1 Peter chapter 1, sa Pontus, sa Galatia, sa Cappadocia, sa Asia, at saka Bithynia. So kung titingnan mo yung mapa, makikita natin, nandun sila naka-scatter sa tinatawag na Turkey ngayon. Yung kapanahon ng Bible, Asia Minor ang pagkaalam natin ng geographic location nila. So pinayuhan ni Pedro ang mga church members patungkol sa regalo at pangako ng Ebanghelyo at ang pagsulong ng isang makadiyos na buhay. At ang ugat nito ay ang mahalagang pananampalataya. So Peter was exhorting. He wanted to encourage the churches of Asia Minor, these scattered churches all throughout Asia and Bithynia, Cappadocia and Pontus and all the geographic locations. You could find a map and look for Turkey, and that's where they were. They were scattered from the church at Jerusalem, most likely scattered from Samaria, most likely scattered from Galilee. And the point is that Peter is exhorting them in the middle of trial, in the middle of testing, to remain faithful to God. And the root of this faithfulness is the precious faith. They have obtained like precious faith. These churches did not start as churches without first being saved, Christians being saved. So they have obtained like precious faith. Do we have the faith? Do we share in this precious faith? Yes, we do. And so if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, by faith you are trusting in Him. That is the same faith. We believe the same thing that Peter believed, that the churches have believed. So when you look and examine our church, we are the same in obtaining like precious faith. Now, there are some you have not yet obtained like precious faith. You are not yet saved. And that is something that you need to take care of. You need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to repent of sin and trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because when you believe on the Lord, you obtain like precious faith. And faith is the most important thing. Faith is the most important thing. God blesses faith because faith blesses the Lord. And that's why it's important. The only thing that pleases God is faith. And so if you have faith in the Lord, you will honor Him. And God will bless you because of faith. Now, if you don't have faith in God, you can't get saved. There's no salvation outside of faith. If you think you have to work your way to salvation, earn salvation for your good works, that's not faith. That's not believing God. That's believing and trusting yourself. And so, this is like precious faith. Now, I want you to see three things. Why faith is so precious. Three things. Tatlong bagay kung bakit mahalaga ang pananampalataya. Una, mahalaga ang pananampalataya sa paglalaan nito. There's the first thing I want you to see. Inilalaan nito ang Diyos at ang lahat ng kanyang persona at ang lahat ng kanyang katangian. Kaya mahalaga ang faith. Faith is important, first of all, because it puts forth God in all of His power, in all of His sovereignty, in all of His divinity, in His person. It is all God. That's why faith is important. It reveals who God is. It looks at God and apprehends God. Faith is the way that we apprehend the Lord. We perceive Him, not with our eyes, not with our physical look. We can't see God physically, but by faith, we perceive the Lord. We see Him. Faith reveals the Father. Look over in John chapter 9, verse 3. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 9, verse 3. We see God the Father working. God the Father sending Jesus Christ. The work of faith. Faith looks to God the Father. John chapter 9, verse 3. John chapter 9, verse 3. Let me get there too. John chapter 9, verse number 3. 555 sa sample. 595. Sa sample natin. All right. John chapter 9, verse number 3. Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." And so Jesus is saying God's doing a work in this man. And the only way this man can see the work of God in him is if he has faith that Jesus could heal him. And so faith reveals the mighty power of God the Father. Faith reveals the wisdom of God the Father. Go over to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. Anong page ang Ephesians chapter 4? 652. All right. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity." I'm sorry. And again, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. Yes. Okay. So, and I think I'm missing out here. Well, look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 6 and 7. There you go, 6 and 7. "One God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, but unto every one of us is given the grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." So the Father is revealed. God the Father is revealed in His person. The truth of God is revealed. Go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 14. The truth of God is revealed. We see the wisdom of God. We see the might and the power of God. We see the Father is revealed. John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. What? 588, okay. John 1:14. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we see the Father is revealed through Jesus Christ. We see the grace of the Father. We see the truth of the Father. We see that the glory of the Father through Jesus Christ. Kaya ang faith napakahalaga. Dahil yung faith, sa pamamagitan ng faith, nakikita natin ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos, ang persona ng Ama, ang kaluwalhatian ng Ama, ang grasya ng Ama, ang katotohanan ng Ama. So, paano natin matutuklasan ang Ama kung hindi bumaba si Jesus Christ para i-reveal sa atin ang Ama? This is part of Jesus' mission. He's the one who declares the Father. He exegetes for us the Father. We know that God is there because He sent us His Son, and His Son reveals Him. Verse 18. John chapter 1, verse 18. You're in John chapter 1 already. Look at verse 18. No man has seen God, the Father, at any time. The only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, which is present tense, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. You see, the mission of Jesus is to declare to us who the Father is. And as He was incarnate, as He was in this earth, He was at the same time in the bosom of the Father. So, this is definitely a mystery to understand. We cannot really comprehend this. How could Jesus be walking on earth declaring the Father at the same time He is within the bosom of the Father? This is the Trinity. This is part of the Trinity here. And so we see the greatness of God the Father revealed through faith. Faith, we understand this. Now, how can you understand the Trinity? You don't use your head. You use faith. Faith. We cannot understand how God could be three in one. We can't understand how Jesus could be on earth and at the same time in the bosom of the Father. We cannot understand this apart from faith. We don't explain this. You cannot explain this to the fullest extent of human reasoning. Limitado tayo sa human, sa pag-iisip ng tao. Kaya yung mga bagay ng salita ng Diyos dapat tinatanggap natin sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya kasi hindi ho natin ma-explain ito kahit na gamitin mo pa yung Greek, kahit na gamitin mo pa yung Hebrew, Latin, English, Tagalog, Kapampangan, Bisaya, Ilocano, Samanak. Ilocano ba yon? Hindi. Bisaya yung Samanak. Anya Daita. Yun. Ilocano yun. So, kahit anong gamitin mo, language, human reason is inadequate. We fail in human logic and reasoning, linguistic. There is no literary device. There is nothing human that can explain the greatness of God the Father and God the Son. Only faith can understand the truths of Scripture. All right? So, hindi lang yung Diyos Ama nakikita natin. Nakikita rin natin yung Diyos Anak. We also see not just God the Father, but we see God the Son, Jesus Christ. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 6. Go over to John chapter 6 and verse 53. John chapter 6, verse number 53. Now, how do you explain this apart from faith? Paano mo i-explain ito kung wala kang faith? John chapter 6, verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, ye have no life in you. Oh, wala kang buhay kung hindi mo kainin ang katawan ni Kristo, inumin ang kanyang dugo. Now, Pastor, Brother Bill, how do you drink the blood of Christ and eat of His flesh? Do we do that physically? Huh? Roman Catholic Church teaches. Yes. Ginagawa nila yan through transubstantiation. yung proseso na kung saan tinataas nila yung tinapay, tapos ito ay nagiging katawan ng Diyos. Tapos tinataas nila yung alak, yung tasa, alak yon. Tapos yan ay nagiging dugo ng Diyos. Alright? Hindi ho yan ang explanation ng Bible. Mas simple pa ho dyan. Pananampalataya. Faith. It is faith. It's not physical. You don't receive Jesus physically in the element of the bread and the cup. By the way, they use wine. That's a violation of Scripture. Not only is it false doctrine, it's also a violation of the Scripture concerning wine. And then there's false teaching that the bread is Jesus Christ. Alam niyo kung anong ginagawa nila pag tapos na yung communion? Baka hindi niyo alam kung anong ginagawa nila. Hindi nila tinatapon yun. Hindi pwedeng itapon ng tinapay na yan kasi yan talaga ang katawan ni Kristo. Kaya meron silang lalagyan sa, kung pansinin mo ang building nila, meron yung isang box na metal o box na ano, aluminum may metal, doon nila linalagay lahat ng mga hindi nakain. At hindi nila ninalabas yun. Nabubulok na lang yan dyan forever. Pero yan ba yung sinabi sa atin ng Panginoon? No. God did not instruct us to lift up the bread and the bread becomes Jesus Christ. No. This is to be received by faith. It is to be explained by faith. It is to be received by faith. So that when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that is eating His flesh. That is drinking His blood. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's faith in the Lord's righteousness. Yung katuwiran ng anak ng Diyos. Tingnan mo ang Romans chapter 10. Go over to Romans chapter 10. And verse number 14. Romans chapter 10. And verse number 14. 631. Page 631. Romans chapter 10. And verse 14. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So how will they receive? Ultimately, they receive Him by faith. But how would they know to do that if nobody's preaching and teaching the Bible? And so the end of preaching is for them to hear. The end of hearing is for them to believe on the Lord Jesus by faith. Kaya ganyan tayo. Nangangaral tayo ng salita ng Diyos. Dahil sa pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos, sila ay nakakarinig. At pag sila ay nakarinig, sila ay sasampalataya sa Panginoon. So, we have faith. That's on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have faith in the love of Jesus Christ. Alam mo ba na mahal ka ng Panginoon? Do you know that? We know it, but do you believe it? Do you believe that God loves you? 1 John, go over to 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16. So God the Son provided His blood. God the Son provided His righteousness. God the Father sent His Son. Jesus was the one who died. 1 John chapter 3 verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And so you see, faith reveals, it shows, we see the love of God. We know that God loves us because we believe that Jesus died for us. He tasted death for us. He died for us to provide life. So faith sees the Father. Faith sees the Son. And faith also recognizes the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 3. Go over to the book of John again. And iba yung 1 John sa John. So punta tayo sa John chapter 3 and verse number 8. John chapter 3, verse number 8. Faith acknowledges the Holy Spirit of God. John chapter 3, verse number 8, the third person of the Trinity. 589, page 589. John chapter 3, verse number 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, yung ibig sabihin ng listeth, wherever it wants to go, wherever it wills. Listeth is an old word that means wills. Wherever it wills, wherever it wants to go. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof. Naririnig mo yung hangin. But cannot not tell whence it cometh. Pero hindi mo alam kung saan ito nanggagaling. Whether it goeth, kung saan ito aalis. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Yan yung Holy Spirit of God. Siya ang nagbo-born again sa atin. Kaya pag halimbawa, tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ bilang iyong tagapagligtas, ang bumubuhay sa espiritu mo ay yung banal na espiritu ng Diyos. Si Kristo, namatay siya sa krus, ilang libong taon na nakalipas, yung dugo niya, binuhos na niya sa krus ng Kalbaryo, effective pa yan ngayon dahil sa gawa ng banal na Espiritu Santo ng Diyos. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. He applies the blood of Jesus Christ upon our spirit when we repent and believe on Jesus as our Savior. We depend on the guiding power of the Holy Spirit of God. Tingnan mo Luke chapter 24. Go over to Luke 24. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24 and verse 32. Luke chapter 24 and verse
32.
587. Thank you. Luke 24, verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and he opened to us the scriptures? So, noong na-discourage yung mga disipulo ni Kristo dahil pinako siya sa krus, tapos nilibing siya, akala nila hindi na siya babangon na maguli. Pero noong dumating si Kristo at pinakita niya sa Bible, eto ang prophecy ng Bible na siya ay mamamatay, ililibing at muling mabubuhay. Habang rinereview niya ang salita ng Diyos, merong init ang naramdaman ng mga disipulo. Kanino nang galing yung init na yan? That's from the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, that fire, that the heart burning within us, that is the guiding, influencing, convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God. And so when you hear the preaching of the Word of God and you feel the convicting element of the Holy Spirit of God, that is, you receive that by faith. You mix that listening by faith, with faith. Eh, halimbawa, pag nagpipreach ang pastor or mga ngaral ng salita ng Diyos, at meron siyang hamon, at meron siyang challenge para sa'yo, kailangan tanggapin mo yon, hindi sa pamamagitan ng isip. Tinatanggap yung salita ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya. Faith, you see? Eh, wala akong faith. Meron ka bang faith na pwedeng gawin ng Diyos yung gusto niyang gawin sa buhay mo? Wala akong faith na ganon. Di mag-pray ka, humingi ka, Lord, palakihin mo yung faith ko. O Lord, tulungan mo ako sa aking unbelief. Tulungan mo ako, Lord. Pero kailangan, pag may hamon ang salita ng Diyos, ang pagtanggap ng hamon ay sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya. Faith. Faith. Okay? So, we have to have faith in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Tapos, tinutulungan din tayo ng banal na Espiritu ng Diyos. Look at Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8. You know, the Holy Spirit of God helps us. He's our assistant. And I don't mean that he's inferior. He is God Almighty, this third person of the triune God, the Lord. He is the Lord. But he's also here to help us. He is our counselor, our advocate. He is our assistant. He comes alongside to strengthen us. Romans chapter 8, verse number 11. Romans chapter 8, what is that?
6:29.
Romans chapter 8, verse number 11. But if the Spirit, the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, that means you're born again, you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit of God living in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. So, tutulungan ka ng Diyos. Yeah? Kaya huwag kang matakot mamatay. Huwag kang matakot sa kamatayan. I-assist ka naman ng Banal na Espiritu Santo ng Diyos. And by the way, when a born-again believer dies, let me remind you, he is no longer here on earth. He is present with the Lord. When a born-again believer dies, he is no longer here on earth. He is present with the Lord. Oh, that is a joy. Alam mo, nakita ko yung lola ko, si lola ni Marcia, na humihingal at humihingal siya sa para kasi meron siyang compulsive obstructive pulmonary disorder. Nahirapan siyang huminga. 96 year old siya yung buhay niya dito sa mundong ito. Napakalaking blessing na naabot niya yung 96. Pero nahirapan siya, nakahiga siya, yung hinga, hindi siya makahinga, at yun ang naging dahilan kung bakit namatay ang kanyang katawan. Nakakalungkot na magsabi ng goodbye. It was sad to say goodbye to her. I remember seeing her that way, saying goodbye to her one last time. I remember her telling me that, to say that she loves William, would have loved to have met Joe, and to take care of you, take care of Marcia. Nakakalungkot. It was one of the saddest days to see her like that. But I want you to know something. When she died, she was immediately, according to the Bible, she is no longer present with us. She is absent from the body. And her body wasn't good anyway. It wasn't doing any good. And then she's present with the Lord. Now I'm going to tell you something. It brought a lot of comfort to my heart to know that she is in the presence of the Lord. Alam mo, mas gusto ko na lang na nasa present siya ng Panginoon kesa sa naghihirap yung katawan niya dito sa mundong ito. And so on, ganyan din ang magiging dulong wakas natin bilang Kristiyano. Balang araw mamamatay tayo. Hindi natin maiwasan yan. Kailangan maghanda tayo. Ano yung handa natin? Tanggapin si Jesus Christ bilang tagapagligtas para merong kang comfort na kapag iniwan mo na yung katawan mo dito sa bulok ng mundong ito, nandun ka na sa presensya ng Panginoon magpakailanman at hindi ka na mahihiwalay sa Kanya magpakailanman forever and forever. Alam mo, pag inisip mo lang ang kaluwalhatian ng langit, lahat ng makikita mo sa mundong ito ay kabulukan. Your eyes, if you fix your eyes by faith in heaven and you think about heaven, all the things here on earth, nothing. They are worthless. Oh, and you wouldn't want them back. Yes, you miss them. Sure, you miss them. But you wouldn't want her back struggling for breath and all that kind of stuff, living 96 year old with all the 10 pills she was taking. How many? 15 pills. Biro mo yung medicine niya, maintenance niya, 15 na ano. And so on. Hindi. Alam mo, pag Kristiyano ka, hindi mo na gugustuhin na bumalik yan sa mundong ito para maghirap lang uli. Never. We'd rather them happy in the presence of the Lord. Kaya, siyempre, ang mahirap lang, hindi mo lang siya pwedeng kumustahan ngayon. At wala siya dito. Nandoon siya. But one day, Jesus will come back in the clouds and He will bring her with Him according to the Bible. Isasama niya yung si lola ko, si lola ni Marcia. Lola, mga great lola ni William and Joe. Isasama yung kaluluwa niya. Tapos yung katawan niya dito sa mundong ito, babangon. At isasama niya yung kanyang kaluluwa at ang kanyang katawan. Tayo naman na buhay, dadalhin niya tayo sa ulap. And forever we will be with the Lord. Papalitan ng Diyos yung katawan natin. Yes, yung mga high blood natin. Ha, yung mga arthritis natin, yung mga gout natin, yung mga BP natin, yung mga yan. Ayan, yan, lahat yan. Mawawala kasi bibigyan tayo ng glorified body na katulad ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Tayo ang pinaka-bless sa buong mundo. At alam natin ito dahil pinakita ito sa atin ng Diyos nung sinulat niya yung Bible. By the way, sinong may akda ng Bible? The Holy Spirit is the author of the Word of God. And we would not know any of this. We would not know any of this if it wasn't revealed to us by the Holy Spirit of God who moved holy men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit's work. All right, so mahalaga ang pananampalataya dahil nilalaan ng pananampalataya ang Diyos. Number two, mahalaga ang pananampalataya dahil sa mga kasamang benefits ng pananampalataya. Ano yung mga sumusunod na benefits ng pananampalataya? Alam mo, pag may pananampalataya ka, first of all, you are justified. If you have faith, then you're saved. Salvation has all these blessings accompanying it. First of which is justification. You know what is justification? Well, tingnan muna natin ang Romans chapter 5. Go to Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. The modern translations, the critical text says, we might have peace with God. Or that we may have peace with God. It's a future thing to look forward to. Well, no, it's a present tense blessing. If you're saved, if you're born again, if you're justified, we have peace with God. We have it! And so, ang ibig sabihin ng justification, iniaring ganap o iniaring matuwid. Ganito yon. Ikaw, makasalanang tao ka, haharap ka sa hatol ng Diyos, titingnan ka ng Diyos at sasabihin ng Diyos, makasalanang tao ka, pupunta ka sa dagat-dagatang apoy. Pero yung iniaring matuwid, haharap siya sa isang banal na Diyos, titingnan ka ng Diyos, at ang nakikita ng Diyos, yung nakabalot na katuwiran ng Panginoong Hesukristo sa iyo. Hindi yung sarili mong katuwiran, yung katuwiran ng Panginoong Hesukristo na ibinalot sa iyo nung tinanggap mo siya bilang iyong tagapagligtas. Kaya ang hatol ng Diyos sa iyo, ikaw ay makasalanan, pero pinatawad ka alang-alang kay Kristo. That is justification. God declares us righteous because of Jesus. And then He accepts us because of Jesus. And you get that by faith. You don't get that by works. You get it by faith. Not only that, but we're also adopted into the family of God. Adopted ho tayo sa pamilya ng Diyos. Go over to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse number 5. What page is that? Ephesians chapter 1. 654? 651, okay. 651. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption, or the inampun tayo ng Diyos, of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Let me tell you something. Yung si Kibuloy, sabi niya, siya yung appointed Son of God. Yun ang sinabi niya, ha? Wala siyang Bible verse na pwedeng ipakita sa inyo na siya ang appointed Son of God. Kasi, there is only one begotten Son of God. Sino yon? Si Jesus yon, hindi si Kibuloy. Okay? So, yung mga naniniwala kay Kibuloy, walang Bible verse na nagsasabing siya ang appointed. Tayo, hindi tayo appointed sons of God. Tayo ay adopted. Yun ang biblical. Tingnan mo, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. We are adopted children of God. We are not appointed. We are adopted. Alam mo ang difference ng appointed at saka adopted? Yung appointed, yan yung kinasihan o sinabi nila na pinili siya ng Diyos. Yung adopted naman, yan yung inampon. Now, yung appointed ba, biblical? O hindi? Yung appointed, biblical yun o hindi? Hindi. Yung adopted, biblical ba yan o hindi? Yes, biblical. So, kung sinasabi niya, pinipilit niya na siya ang appointed Son of God, hindi magdusa siya. Dahil wala yan sa Bible. Pero kung tayo, sabihin natin tayo ay adopted children by Jesus Christ, edi meron tayong verse, ayan, at hindi lang yan, maraming mga verses nagsasabi na adopted tayo ng Panginoon. And so, mas biblical yung pag-aampon kesa sa appointed. Ay, huwag niyong ipagmalaki, appointed ako ng Diyos. No, hindi ka appointed ng Diyos, appointed ka ng sarili mo, kasi wala yan sa Bible. Hindi ka in-appoint ng Diyos. In-appoint mo yung sarili mo. Yung mga tanga naman na nakikinig at hindi naman na, hindi nila sinusuri yung Bible, sunod lang ng sunod, o sige, ikaw ang appointed Son of God. Ayan, ilang libo-libo silang nakikinig kay Kibuloy, gaya ng pinag-aralan natin sa Exodus 32, aanuhin natin ang libo-libo, kung yung libo-libo ay gumagawa ng mali. And so, we do not believe in appointed Son of God. Merong adopted children by Jesus Christ. Yun tayo, yun. At yung pag-aampon, ang Diyos ang gumawa nun. He is the one who adopted us. Kailan niya tayo inampon? Nung tinanggap natin si Jesus Christ bilang ating tagapagligtas. Pero nilaan na ng Diyos yan mula pa sa simula, having predestinated us unto the adoption. So nilaan na yan ng Diyos nung pa sa simula. Lahat ng may tiwala sa Panginoong Hesukristo ay aampunin niya bilang kanyang anak. And so, huwag kayong manghinayang pag narinig mo si Kibuloy, I am appointed Son of God. No. Sabihin nyo, ikaw appointed ka sa sarili mo, ako adopted Son of God. I am adopted Son of God. Yon, biblical yon. Pwede mong sabihin yon. Alright? Pero kailangan yung Kristo ng Biblia, hindi si Kibuloy, ang tanggapin. Alright? So, may mga blessings na nakapaligid sa salvation, justification, adoption. Meron ding regeneration. Regeneration, ibig sabihin, bagong buhay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Tingnan mo ang 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And so one of the blessings of salvation is regeneration. You're a new creature in Christ. Now, pwede bang pilitin ng tao na maging new creature siya? Maliban lang sa kapangyarihan ng Diyos? Hindi pwede. Ito ay gawa ng Diyos. This is the work of God. To make you into a new creature, a regenerate Christian, born-again believer. You cannot birth yourself spiritually. You cannot make yourself a new creature. This is the work of God in the heart. And when you have faith and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God saves you, God justifies you, God adopts you, and God regenerates you. He brings you into a new creature status. Kaya wala akong inaasahan sa mga hindi ligtas kasi hindi nila kaya na i-regenerate yung kanilang sarili. Ang kapangyarihan ng pagbabago ay nasa Diyos. Pag tinanggap mo si Kristo, ikaw ay bagong nilalang. Eh kung hindi mo siya tanggapin, kahit na magsumikap ka pa, nalinisin mo yung buhay mo, hindi ka tatanggapin ng Diyos, hindi ka bagong nilalang. At kung hindi ka bagong nilalang, wala yung banal na Espiritu Santo sa buhay mo, hindi mo kayang gawin ang buhay Kristiyano. Kaya yung mga fake Christian, hindi sila nagtatagal. Hindi nila kaya gawin yung mga sinasabi ng Diyos kasi wala talagang buhay, tunay na buhay sa kanilang kaluluwa. And so on and so forth. Last, mahalaga ang pananampalataya dahil sa sarili nitong kakanyahan, sa sarili nitong nature. Faith is important because of its pure nature of what is faith and what it's about. Well, faith brings salvation. Faith brings salvation. Ephesians chapter 2. Go over to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ang regalo ng Diyos, kaligtasan. At ang kung paano natin makukuha ang kaligtasan sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya. Ephesians chapter 2. Well, let me look. Can't open my Bible here. It's kind of stuck. I think it got moisture or something. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Okay. For by grace are ye saved through faith. You see that? Saved through faith. And not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation's the gift. God wants to give you a gift. And the way to receive it is by faith. Not of works. Verse 9. Lest any man should boast. So, ang regalo ng Diyos ay kaligtasan. At pananampalataya lang ang paraan kung paano matanggap ang kaligtasan. Ang pananampalataya ay pinapakita yan. Nakikita mo ang pananampalataya. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. You can have faith, and faith is seen. Faith can be seen. Hebrews 11, verse number 1. What page?
672.
Sa sample natin, 672. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So itong faith na ito, hindi natin nakikita ang faith, pero nakikita natin ang resulta ng faith. Oh, bakit tayo nananalangin? Dahil meron tayong pananampalataya na sasagutin tayo ng Diyos. Bakit tayo nagbabasa ng Bible? Dahil may pananampalataya tayo na kakausapin tayo ng Diyos. Bakit tayo nangangaral? Dahil may pananampalataya tayo na yung salita ng Diyos ay itatanim sa puso ng tao at mamumunga ito ng mabubuting gawa. Bakit tayo nag-church? Dahil may pananampalataya tayo na makikipag-meeting tayo sa Panginoong Diyos. You see how important faith is? That's the evidence of things not seen. It is everything. So lahat ng mga ligtas ay may pananampalataya. Kaya, yung pananampalataya natin, kung ano yung pananampalataya na nasa puso natin, eto rin yung pananampalataya na nakay Pedro, na nasa mga apostol, na nasa mga simbahan o iglesia ng Diyos. You see? It's the same faith. We have the same faith that Peter has. We think Peter is such a super guy, or Paul is such a super... We think the apostles are just super Christians. No, they're not. They're just like you and me. They are men, and in some cases, women of faith. the what's the same is like precious faith. And so, we need to exercise that faith. Ito ang ay dulot ng grasya ng Diyos sa lahat ng mga nagsisisi at sumasampalataya kay Kristo. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Let's pray. Habang nakayuko ang ulo, nakapikit ang mata, Pastor Bill, I am not, Brother Bill, I am not sure that I am born again. I am not sure that I am saved. I am not sure that I had put my faith and trust in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm not sure I have repented. I don't know for sure if I have a home in heaven, but I'd like to be sure. I'd like to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Hindi pa ako tumanggap sa Panginoon, pero gusto ko siyang tanggapin. Pakitaas lang kami. Let me see your hand if you need to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Doon sa mga nanonood, baka merong ilan sa inyo, huwag niyong sabihin, ako ay Baptist. Huwag niyong sabihin, ako ay nabinyagan na. Hindi yan ang kaligtasan. Hindi tayo ligtas dahil Baptist tayo. Hindi tayo ligtas dahil meron tayong membership sa isang iglesia o simbahan. Huwag mong ipagmalaki ang sarili mong mabubuting gawa. Lahat ng ating gawa ay maruming basahan sa harapan ng isang banal na Diyos. At kinakailangan magsisi at tanggapin si Jesus Christ bilang iyong tagapagligtas. Pero kung ikaw ay handa na magsisi at tumanggap kay Jesus, alam mo ang pangako ng Diyos, hindi niya tatakwil ang kahit sinong lumalapit sa Kanya. Kung tunay na nais mong tanggapin si Jesus Christ, di, gawin mo na yan sa iyong puso. Sumampalataya ka kay Kristo. Sabihin mo sa Kanya na ikaw ay nagsisisi at tinatanggap mo siya, kinikilala mo siya, ay namatay, nilibing, muling nabuhay para sa iyo. At garantisado, pag tinanggap mo siya, tatanggapin ka niya alang-alang kay Kristo, alang-alang sa nagawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Faith is what God is looking for. Faith, the substance, the evidence of things not seen. Faith. Do you have that faith? Do you have like precious faith? Brother Bill, pray for me. Meron akong precious faith. At gusto kong mag-exercise ng faith sa buhay ko. I want God to bless me. I'm exercising my faith. And I want God to answer prayer. I want God to bless me. Sino sa inyo nangangailangan ng prayer? God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the truths of Scripture that reveals the Father, reveals the Son, reveals the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, how faith justifies and adopts and makes us regenerated, new, born again. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk in faith and apply that faith in our lives every day, Lord, as we face trials and tribulations, Lord, as we face testings. Help us to exercise our faith. Father, I pray sa mga nakikinig na hindi pa saved, na hindi pa tumanggap kay Jesus Christ. Nawa ngayong araw na ito, Lord, sila ay magsisi at tunay na sumampalataya kay Kristo upang makamit nila ang buhay na walang hanggan at kapatawaran ng Diyos sa kanilang mga kasalanan, Lord. Kayo po ang mabless sa araw na ito, Lord. Kayo po ang maluwalhati sa araw na ito, Lord. We love you and thank you. And pray your blessing on us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.